it's just making the best play. You don't necessarily have to play your opponent. Don't get distracted. Just play what's in front of you. In this particular case, what was in front of me was a whole heck of a lot better than what was in front of my opponent. So I'll take it.
That's 24-year-old Conrad Bassett-Bouchard talking about the key to his National Scrabble Championship victory. Bassett-Bouchard will take home a top prize of $10,000. 525 players from 11 countries competed in the tournament that began on Sunday. Contenders in five different divisions played 31 games each over 5 days. Co-president of the North American Scrabble Players Association, John Chu, says the championship games are the pinnacle of Scrabble success.
For anybody that ever beat all of their family at Scrabble and then wondered what more there was to the game, this is where you end up. You find a Scrabble club, you go to Scrabble tournaments, you end up hoping that someday you're going to be the national champion. And if you've got what it takes, if you learn all the words and you're lucky and you persevere and you don't give up, you'll end up winning $10,000.
Ileana Philby has been playing Scrabble her entire life. She says she enjoys everything about the game.
I have friends from my club who are here, friends that I've never met in real life until today. I love long tournaments more than anything. I mean, just, you know, playing a couple games of Scrabble is great. Playing 31 consecutively, it's just the biggest thrill.
Bassett-Bouchard beat 29-year-old Jason Lee of Montreal with the word tidy on his final turn. The game's score was 477 to 350. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.